Bird Note. Millicent Ficken spent her career studying bird behavior and communication. The first woman to earn a PhD in ecology and evolutionary biology from Cornell in 1960, Ficken authored over 100 scientific papers. She discovered that male hummingbirds have a whole repertoire of songs rather than just one, outlined the linguistic differences between penguin species, and showed that chickadees take turns singing in the morning. She was also fascinated by how birds play together. Play is one of the most mysterious activities of animals, Ficken wrote. Her seminal 1997 article, Avian Play, was an exhaustive attempt to categorize these behaviors. One example was the great frigate bird, a black seabird with a prominent red throat pouch. Ficken noted that young great frigate birds swoop, pick up, and then drop leaves or other floating objects. She compared it to a kitten playing with a ball of yarn and suggested it might help fledglings learn to catch jumping fish and even steal food from other birds. Ficken found lots of evidence for avian play. But unlike mammals, who sometimes play purely for fun or social bonding, she showed that bird play almost always has a more pressing purpose. They're practicing a skill they need to survive. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support wild bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Open Mic. I'm Siobhan, and this is also CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for listening. What you heard there right before that little bird information was Hate Me by Gion. She is a Vancouver-based indie rock, indie folk artist, and that was from her new EP, Runt, so check it out. See her live in Vancouver. She plays a lot of shows around the city. But that was her song, Hate Me, which I'm a big fan of. And then before that, you heard I Am the Deer by Annie DeRusso. She is an artist from, I believe she's from, I want to say New York. Might not be New York, sorry. But that was from her album, Super Pedestrian, that came out last year. And before that, you heard Did I Say Too Much by the Canadian girl group The Beaches. Moving along with some more tunes for this day as we head into like the last little bit of the show here. This song is called Losing You by the British group Flight. They are playing a show in Vancouver on April 16th. So in 1 month, if you enjoy this song, maybe consider seeing them play at the Pearl. But this is Losing You by Flight. Please enjoy.
And say, why don't we go to the Barcat Club? Hey babe, lead the way. Hung in the bar, two lovers
tonight.
Welcome back. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Siobhan, and this has been Open Mic. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Monday afternoon. What you just heard there was Inviolate by Sea Rose. They are a folk artist from Portland, Oregon, and that was from their new album, Death in the Business of Wailing. Believe it or not, that is about probably the happiest song on the album, so if you like that kind of stuff, be sure to check out the rest of their album there. There's some really great songs, great lyrics in there as well, and they have a beautiful voice. Before that was Bobcat Club by Slaughter Beach Dog, and before that was Losing You by Flight. Yeah, but thank you so much. Oh, also Sea Rose, that last song that just played, they are playing a show at, I believe, at the Vogue Theater in June. So hop on that if you want to hear some pretty heartbreaking stuff that's also really, really nice. But yeah, I think I'm going to sign off for now, but thank you so much for listening. Be sure to tune in next Monday at 2 p.m. I will be back with some more music of very varying genres. But be sure to stay tuned, because in about 10 minutes at 3 o'clock, I believe Leslie will be hopping on with Typically Tuesdays, even though it's Monday. But what better than a typical Tuesday Monday? Yeah, please enjoy the rest of this music. I've got a few good picks for you, hopefully. No, just kidding. We've got some Eliza McLam. We've got some Wednesday and 9 Million. So be sure to stay tuned. But this next one is Like the Boys by Eliza McLam. I actually found her music because I listened to the podcast that she makes called Binchtopia. Not sure if anyone listens to that, but it's a really awesome podcast. But she also makes music now, which is pretty sick. Yeah, but this is her song, Like the Boys. Please enjoy, and see you next Monday.
Dream about the politician's son, in it hours, watching him come undone. I saw myself a teenager again. Who's your daddy? I was asking him.